Several groups in Huntington have decided the next step in the area's continued focus on health consciousness should be the designation of a summer day to celebrate fitness. So the United Way, Huntington YMCA, Cabell Huntington Hospital, St. Mary's Hospital, the City of Huntington, and the Cabell County Commission have worked together to create the first United Day of Fitness, scheduled in June. Kaylin Adkins is the marketing director for the United Way of the River Cities in Huntington.
We kind of just all kind of came to the table and said, you know, we have three major events going on at the same time, and it just kind of makes sense to wrap them all in a day of United Day of Fitness.
The day-long fitness event will feature the West Virginia 5K in the morning, followed by St. Mary's Senior Games, and the YMCA Family Fun Fest featuring Kids Olympics, activities, and a concert. Andy Fisher is vice president of the YMCA Board of Directors. He says it's just another step in what's become a mission of Huntingtonians that includes the YMCA's new Kids in Motion program.
We do need to keep promoting healthy fitness and activity here in this area. We've got a black eye a few years ago, and I think things are starting to improve, and this is just one thing that can help in that.
The events will take place Saturday, June 21st throughout Huntington. Fisher says there was definitely a need to seize the momentum that's been present since being labeled the unhealthiest city in the country in 2008 and build off of it.
So the more partnering that we're able to do with other health organizations, other fitness organizations, I think is a better and more attractive way of presenting our whole community.
The West Virginia 5K will start the day at 8 a.m. in downtown Huntington. Race organizers hope the event, now in its fifth year, will attract even higher numbers than the 700 people that took part last year. The run started as a way to combat the unhealthiest label and has raised $40,000 for United Way. Adkins says Huntington is paying more attention to the dangerous condition of obesity.
I think that people are more aware that there is an issue. Before, I think it could have been swept under the table, or, you know, people didn't realize that, you know, obesity was a problem. I think that we kind of get blinded when we're around something so much that we didn't realize that people are being unhealthy.
Adkins says you can see it's important for the city to continue to expand these fitness opportunities to accommodate the growing number of participants. She says the events are purposely targeting all age groups, children to seniors.
I think that it's really important to try to get everybody involved. You know, when you have a lot of different groups focusing on just one specific group, you don't reach everybody. And so this is something that we want to try to do. We're united. You know, we're trying to be approachable and trying to be available for everybody. We don't want to, you know, leave anybody out, because fitness is important to everybody.
Fisher hopes this is just the beginning for the area.
It just seems more and more opportunities are open and available for people to get out and do things as a group or individually, which makes our whole community vibrant. I think it's very, very necessary to have that.
Cabell Huntington and St. Mary's Hospitals are the primary sponsors for the event. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.